As far as looking at the number of women in the United States, about, 40,000 women will die this year alone just from breast cancer. And an estimated 250,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer are expected to be diagnosed this year. So you've dedicated your professional life to the eradication of breast cancer. Are we getting close?
Well, you know, we're better. We're definitely getting better. And some of our targeted treatments, Herceptin, we now know there's different kinds of breast cancer, and that if you give the right kind of treatment that matches the right kind of cancer, that does better. So there's kinds of cancer that used to kill people, kinds of breast cancer that used to kill people when I even first came out to LA, that now we do much better with, the people who have what's called HER2-new, which always sounded like something you should put on your hair, but it's really an oncogene. I look better since I have HER2-new, but it's an oncogene that tells the cancer to grow faster and stronger, and we now have drugs that specifically block that. So targeted therapy that makes a big difference. We have better chemotherapy drugs than we had before, better. So we are making progress, but I do think that we don't pay enough attention, and it's an area I'm still working on how to prevent it in the first place. And, you know, I go back to the cancer of the cervix thing that I mentioned earlier, that within our adult lifetime, we figured that one out. We know now that cancer of the stomach is caused by a bacterial infection. We know a lot more about cancer and how it starts and how to prevent it, but not so much in breast. And one of the big things that drives me crazy is all the research goes on in rats and mice. Now, rats and mice don't get breast cancer. You have to humanize them so that you can study them. And so we don't study humans. And the breast is the only organ that the human breast is the only organ we don't know the anatomy of. And it's actually, when you think about it, the only organ we're not born with. So we're born with stem cells behind your nipple, but that's it. And then not until puberty, then all of a sudden do they blossom. I always think of it like those sponge animals in a capsule, and you put them in water and they turn into a giraffe. You know? The hormones come and these breasts develop, show up. And so the stem cells grow back into ducts, and then every month they're at the ready and nothing happens. Then all of a sudden you get pregnant, and then they turn into a milk factory that turns blood into milk. I mean, that's pretty magical. And the milk, not only do we make milk, but the milk changes for the age of the kid. So the milk for a newborn is different than the milk for a 6-month-old. And then at the end of breastfeeding, massive cleanup, and then you make new ducts for the next kid. Do you make them in the same pattern as the first set, or are there extra stem cells behind the nipple and they grow out and make a new pattern? We don't know. Nobody's ever looked. And then you go through menopause and they go into retirement. So it's no wonder we get cancer. They have to go through all these changes, and really most of the rest of our body doesn't do that. And when you, uterus maybe, but the uterus, we shed the lining every month, so we don't accumulate bad cells in the same way. So we're, one of the things we're trying to do at the Dr. Susan Love Research Foundation is focus on research on women. We're trying to map the anatomy of the human breast, and then we're looking at the microbiome of the human breast. It's very interesting. You know, they did the Human Microbiome Project, and they looked at all these different organs and mapped all these bacteria and viruses that might be there, but they didn't do the breast. Just didn't occur to them. Now, the breast gets sucked on by lots of people and babies, and so it's probably got bacteria and viruses in it, you know. And we did a study that showed that they're indeed, they're there in the ductal fluid, and that you can, that there may even be a protective bacteria. And if you were Mother Nature, you would think that you would want the people who reproduce to live, right? So maybe there is a protective bacteria you get from breastfeeding and from sexual activity and we know that nuns have the highest rate of breast cancer, and maybe that's because they don't have you know, mouth, anybody sucking on their nipples. I don't know. But it's a hypothesis. But that's the kind of thing that we really have to think about, because we don't know the answers. We don't know why some people get it and some people don't. We don't know where you get it. And if we had a map, maybe you could squirt something down the duct and clean it out. And so then you wouldn't accumulate extra cells that turn into cancer. So there's a lot of research that needs to be done that people have just totally not thought about. And that's what we're trying to do at the Dr. Sisslund Research Foundation.
Well,